Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, and welcome to the Kramer and Jess Uncensored Podcast. How many times am I going to say that wrong, you think, Jess? I can already feel it in my bones.
I know,
that
I'm going
to
get it.
If you're brand new to us and brand new to our podcast, we're going to try to fill you in with exactly who we are, and you can kind of get to know us so that you can hop into this podcast or into our radio show as fast as humanly possible.
Yeah.
And with the way that Jess's life is going right now, we may have to update this because I'm just afraid that episode zero might have to get updated. For me too.
You're doing me dirty right now, and they don't even know who we are. You're a heck of a mess.
Okay. So here's what you should know about us. Jess and I, we are friends, right? We're not best friends.
Wait, what?
We're not best friends.
Wait, we're not?
Okay, go. What? Explain. What's our relationship then? How do you explain our relationship?
I thought we were like really, really close friends.
Yes, really, really close friends. No, I'll give you that.
You
but
said.
We're not best
no,
friends.
That's rude. You literally were like, she's not my best friend. She's like a friend. And I feel hella offended, actually.
You're an A-level friend. People, like, I like to rank my friends like school grades. And okay. I give you an A. Like, you're definitely up there. I wouldn't say you're one of my best friends, though. Like, if drama were to go down, I don't know that I would call you first.
That is
because
a lie. That's actually a lie. You literally tell me everything about your life. I'm really upset right now. I thought we were like low-key best friends, but okay, fine. Whatever.
Okay, fine. We're low-key best friends.
Yeah.
We're going to leave it at that. Okay, so we're low-key best friends. Okay. We're coming to Baltimore to be on the Mix 106.5 morning show. And we, Jess and I, were on a morning show in San Diego, California for about 4 years together. And the show that we were on before was called Kramer and Gina, not to be confused with a new show, which is Kramer and Jess. So I'm just wondering the first time I'm going to F that up in the whole process. No, Jess and I, we love each other, but I always consider Jess like a little sister to me. Jess, so what do you think that people need to know? Like three things that people should know about me if they're just coming in and just getting to know us for the first time.
Kramer is... he's not going to be the life of the party. So like he's going to go, but he's going to leave without saying bye to you. But at least he showed up. So that's one thing.
True.
He's like that friend.
Very true.
He loves his dog, Kiki. Obsessed with her.
She's literally sitting in my lap right now.
You know, because we are, dog dad.
We're mid-pandemic right now. And so Jess and I are actually recording this from a distance right now. But as I record this whole thing, my dog is literally just, and every time I record anything, is sitting here right here in my lap. There's no greater person other than my mother.
Yeah.
And then my dog in my life.
Like literally there's a picture of you next to the definition of dog dad. Like that's who you are.
Yes.
And then also he is like, would you say recently divorced or just like,
I mean, what does recent mean? How long does somebody get to say they're recently divorced?
Here's the thing though. He's at the point where he's like out here living his best life, but that definitely is a big thing you should know about him though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The last 2 years has been like rebuilding for me.
Yes.
And unfortunately, if you're just now joining us, you missed all the terribleness
that was me trying to
figure my life out.
Yes. The messy part where it was just a little dark and all of us were a little afraid. We're past that. He is now shining bright like a diamond and it's great.
You're meeting me at a great point in my life. I do feel so. Yeah. So I got divorced. Long story short, my wife had an entanglement with another gentleman. And after 9.5 years, a coworker, but we can get into all this. This is way too much.
We'll talk about it later.
It's
but just know that's what happened.
That's pretty much me. I would say there's nothing more you probably should know about me. It's pretty much my life in a nutshell. Yeah. Okay, so Jess Dutra. Here's what you need to know about Jess Dutra. Number one, she is life of the party.
Yeah.
Like Jess is, well, she has like two modes. She's either like life of the party or like she can fade in the background fast. And there's nowhere in between. Jess is never having a mediocre day.
Yeah.
It's either the best day of her life or it's the worst day of her life.
Yeah.
And there's nowhere in between those two, right?
Yeah. It'll tell you about it on Instagram. So you'll know which one. No,
number two thing you need to know about Jess is she is a social media superstar. She is so good at social and like you should go follow her because I think she's just wildly entertaining on there. Do you want to plug your social? I'm sure you do right here.
Yeah, guys. Just do it. JessDuiT. Let's be friends.
And number three thing you need to know, and this is why I made the joke at the beginning, was that we may have to update this one because this, I don't know. I hope we never have to. I hope we don't have to go back and change this, but life has a way of changing. And Jess, and this is going to be very important for you to know from day one of this podcast and this radio show, is that Jess is moving to Baltimore with her boyfriend, who she's only spent about 2 total weeks in person, probably longer than that. How much total time do you think you guys have actually spent together?
Physically together over a month at least.
Okay. I'll give you 5 weeks.
Than that.
I'll give you 6 weeks. So they've only physically spent about 6 weeks together, but they are both up and rooting. Are they both? Is he a California native too, Jess?
Yes.
What you need to know, because this is going to be something kind of confusing as we start the show, is that Jess's boyfriend's nickname, I don't think I even know his real name. I only know by his nickname.
Yeah, you don't. I keep trying to tell you his real name and you like just don't even acknowledge it. It's dumb.
I haven't met him. That's what's so funny. I've not even met this guy yet. That's how little Jess has been around him.
That's not true. As her low-key best friend.
Okay, that's why I say I don't know that we're best friends. I've not even met your boyfriend yet.
Stop.
But then again, you've only been together for 6 weeks. Half of those are probably up there anyway.
Okay, first of all, we've been in a long-distance relationship for almost 7 months. Okay? That's a long time.
That is. For a long distance, that's a ton. You need to let everyone know the abbreviated version of why your boyfriend's nickname is Garage Boy.
His nickname is Garage Boy because the second day we met, we hooked up in my parents' garage, and we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. So Jess comes back. She comes back from her, it was Thanksgiving, last Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And she comes back and she's like, she just like blurts everything out to us. And we're like, well, I guess his nickname's Garage Boy. So there you go. Mm-hmm. It's that easy. So yes, that's definitely important. We are so freaking excited about joining the new morning show over at Mix 106.5. I mean, we're sitting here actually even before we recorded this, just in complete authenticity.
Yeah.
Is we're in San Diego right now as we're recording this, but Jess is like, how you feeling? I'm like, I'm actually feeling fine. I'm like more pumped to get there than I am to leave San Diego.
No,
you know?
Same. Like, I think it's just because it's something that has felt so meant to be in like all aspects of this process of moving. I mean, we're about to be there in days.
If you can hear the echo, I don't even hear the echo in my my house, but I'm literally in my empty ass house recording this podcast. So so the radio show is going to be on Mix 106.5 every morning from 6 to 10, I think. Let's just go with 6 to 10 for now.
It is 6 to 10.
We actually, Jess, we should read our little thing that we wrote last night.
Yeah.
You want to know like what's our show about? Our boss, whose name is Tom.
We love Tom.
Asked us to write a little like synopsis, right? Mm-hmm. Is that the best word?
Yeah.
Mission statement. We call it a mission statement. So here's the mission statement of our show that we came up with that I hope that you'll get behind and that you'll get excited about. It's two friends trying to figure it out and making fun of each other along the way. A show that's on top of everything Baltimore and can't wait to invite listeners to be a part of the conversation. Tackling real life experiences, no matter how awkward they may be, we're doing Baltimore life together every morning.
Aww.
That's us. That's us. So that's like the radio show. The podcast that you're listening to right now is going to be a little bit different because as you can tell by the title, because when we were on a radio show in San Diego, we had a quote unquote uncensored podcast too. And so explain to them the difference between the radio show and the uncensored podcast.
The radio show, it's exactly who we are. Uncensored is us, and also the morning show is us, but uncensored is like where we can use bad words and maybe talk about things that are even more uncomfortable and that you really shouldn't be hearing about at 6 o'clock in the morning. So it's kind of like like for the squad. The uncensored podcast is for the squad.
And like, for example, so the story that Jess just told you about Garage Boy, that would be like the radio version of it. We're just being, you know, you don't quite know us yet. So we're coming in and we're going to tiptoeing.
I don't want to scare you away.
the uncensored podcast version of that, though, you would get all of the details of what went down, right?
In so the kind of gesture
in the garage. Yeah.
What actually happened in there?
Oh my god, this is going to be a mess. But we're genuinely excited. And listen, if you're coming over, we know that like change can be awkward and it's hard. And I get it because I was on a radio station here for four and a half years, and was I think people seem to like me okay there towards the end, wouldn't you say, Jess?
Yeah, of course.
And I understand that like when that change was made, I got let go back in January, budget cuts, blah, blah. It's hard. It's hard when somebody new has to come into your life. And it may be even hard for you to like start a new podcast. It just takes a little bit of time for you to get to know us and us to get to know you. And so we're just thankful that you've taken the time to even listen to this little intro podcast of who we are and what we're about. And we just want to have a lot of fun and like be authentic. Am I missing anything about what we do, Jess? I mean, that's just like the...
I think what's really, well, no, exactly. And I think what's really special about us is we are so open and so authentic, and we just really aren't afraid to talk about things that just happen in real life. And I think a lot of people shy away from like anybody can talk about the good, but I think it takes a different type of person to open up about things that aren't always easy to talk about. So we want to laugh with you and have fun with you, but we also want to grow with you and like everything that happens in life, we just want to do that with you. So we just appreciate you being here and getting to know us. I'm so excited.
Yep, me too. Hope you're ready for us. We're so ready for you. We're so excited for you. Welcome to our Uncensored podcast. Episode one is already launched, and that kind of goes into the whole explanation of how we even came to be the new Mix 106.5 morning show over in Baltimore. Now, literally, as we're recording this first little synopsis, and I don't want to cut this too short, but I literally have people coming over to do a home inspection on my house in about 30 minutes. Right in a second. So
okay. No, it's true.
I cut it short. This is us. We are Kramer and Jess. We are low-key best friends. I've never met her boyfriend, Garage Boy.
I did not even know we weren't as close as we... whatever.
We'll talk about it later. Get into it. Okay. All right. We love you. Thank you for being here for the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.